Chapter 8. Two More Deaths. Maya went to Eddie's to pick up Lily. When she arrived, Alexa, Eddie, and Lily were running around the front garden. Maya listened to Lily's happy laugh and thought how different it sounded to the horrible noises that she heard almost every night. She made herself smile, parked the car, and got out. Eddie walked over and put his hand on Maya's arm.
"Do you have a second? I want to tell you something."
He turned to his daughter.
"Alexa, could you watch Lily for a few more minutes?"
"Sure, Dad," said Alexa.
Maya went inside with Eddie.
"I searched through Claire's stuff, and it looks like she visited Tom Douglas twice in 1 week. And after the second visit, she didn't come straight home. First, she traveled south toward Philadelphia. I found a gas station receipt."
"Do you know any reason why she would go there?" asked Maya.
"No,"
said Eddie.
"Does this remind you of anything?"
Maya shook her head and said, "No," but this was a lie. It did remind Maya of somewhere that Caroline had talked about, the high school where Andrew and Joe had gone. Franklin Biddle Academy was near Philadelphia. On the drive home, Maya received a call from Eileen.
"Can I come to yours?" Eileen asked. "I'll bring something for dinner."
"Of course," said Maya. "Is something wrong?"
"I'll be there in 20 minutes.
When Maya got home, Eileen was already waiting. Lily had fallen asleep in the back of the car.
"Let her sleep for a second," Eileen said. "We need to talk, and we have to stay outside, because it might not be safe to talk inside."
She had tears on her face.
"What's wrong?" asked Maya.
"It's Robbie," said Eileen. "He's been watching me. I made a big mistake when I bought the nanny cam. I got these by email from an unknown address."
Eileen reached into her purse, took out some photographs. The photos were of Eileen's living room and showed Eileen kissing a man on her couch. Maya's stomach dropped when she realized that the photos were from Eileen's nanny cam.
"So your ex-husband has the technology to watch and record you through the nanny cam?" asked Maya.
"Yes, it had to be him. Why didn't I check the nanny cam security? I'm so sorry, Maya."
Maya thought about this new information. Could someone be watching her on her nanny cam, and had they put a fake video on it?
"What are you going to do about Robbie?" asked Maya.
Eileen explained that she had given the photos to her lawyer and had called her internet company to check the security of her home internet. That sounded like a good idea to Maya. So half an hour after Eileen left, she called Shane.
"I need another favor," she said.
"That doesn't surprise me,"
replied Shane.
"Do you know anyone who can come and check whether someone is secretly recording me in my house?" she asked.
"I do,"
he replied.
"I think you're being a little paranoid, but I'll come over with some guys tomorrow morning to check your house."
Maya thanked him and hung up. Then she went online to find more information about Andrew Burkett. She found an old news story about his death with the title, "Young Burkett's Son Dies in the Atlantic Ocean." According to the story, Andrew was last seen on the boat at 1 a.m. at the end of a party with family and friends, and he was reported missing to the police at 6 a.m. Joe had told Maya that some friends from their soccer team had been on the boat as well. Next, Maya went to the Franklin Biddle Academy website and found a page with pictures of students at the school who had died. She found a photo of Andrew beside one of another student who had died in the same year. This student, called Teo Mora, had died on September 12th, which was only 6 weeks before Andrew died. Teo had been 17, like Andrew. Maya searched for Andrew Burkett and Teo Mora's names together. She found the school sports website with team photographs and found Andrew and Teo in one of them. Two boys on the same soccer team had died less than 2 months from each other. Could that happen by chance? She looked at the rest of the photo and found Joe. This was no surprise, as he had been team captain. She looked at his handsome, proud, and confident face. According to the news story about Andrew's death, there had been three other friends from the soccer team on the boat. Maya decided to write down the names of all the boys in the photo and try to find their phone numbers and emails. She could then contact them and find out who had been on the boat. Maya thought about whether Claire had found the same information on the website or from Tom Douglas. She had probably driven to Franklin Biddle Academy to find out more. Is that what had gotten her killed? The only way to know was to go down to Philadelphia. Maya had another difficult night and woke up the next day feeling extremely tired. As it was Sunday, both the Franklin Biddle Academy and Lily's daycare center would be closed, so she decided to wait until Monday to drive to Philadelphia. A good soldier knows that it is important to rest when you have the chance, so she would wait a day and spend some time with her daughter. Shane came at 8 a.m. with two guys who began to check her whole house for any technology that could secretly record or watch her. Shane picked up the nanny cam and saw that it was not connected to the internet.
"No one is watching you," he said. "Why won't you tell me everything that's going on, Maya?"
"I am telling you everything, Shane."
Shane looked unhappy.
"Do you think that I'm stupid? Why did you ask me about Tom Douglas and Andrew Burkett? Is there some connection with Joe's murder?"
"I don't know yet," she said.
"So what are you going to do next?"
he asked. Tears almost came to her eyes, but she stopped herself from crying.
"Nothing, Shane. It's Sunday and a beautiful fall day. I'm going to spend it with my daughter."
Shane's face changed. He smiled and his voice became soft.
"You're right. We'll hurry up here and let you enjoy the rest of the day together."
The guys left, finding nothing in the house that could secretly record her. Then, Maya drove Lily to a farm where they spent the day picking apples, feeding the animals, and eating ice cream. But Maya always felt more comfortable protecting people than enjoying herself with them, and she found it hard to relax.